this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And, oh, wow, I am so excited because I have someone right next to me who is absolutely amazing, amazing. And what a blessing it was to meet Lauren Lindstrom. And when I met her, she was Lauren Campfield. And only for one more day, I think, because I think maybe the first time one of the first times I met you, you were getting married. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And how long has it been now?
It's been just over 3 months.
3 months. Hallelujah. And what's your husband's name?
Joseph Lindstrom.
Joseph Lindstrom. And a shout out to Joseph. He's got to be one just on fire person because he has really an on fire person. He has his wife, Lauren. And Lauren is a young adult evangelist. She is a singer. She is a teacher. She does all kinds of things. But you're just on fire with Jesus. And this show is called Healing Through God's Word. And why is that so important for us to understand that God wants to heal us through His Word, through His love, and through who He is?
I think it's so important for us to understand because it's true, and yet many of us don't believe it. Many times we doubt ourselves or we doubt that God truly loves us. And if we listen to His Word and seek Him, we'll find that it's true that He loves us and He wants to do amazing things, greater things than we could possibly envision or imagine.
It's so important for us to understand the fact that God, as you mentioned, loves us beyond anything we can comprehend. We see this in Romans 8, right? That nothing will separate us from the love of God. And so many times we think that things that we've done, sins that we've done, or things that have been done to us just, in a sense, corrupt us to the point where God is shunning us because we see God in the way that maybe our father or mother or whatever, that sometimes we felt ostracized because we were rejected, because we weren't performing the way that those that we love wanted us to perform. But God isn't that way. God is loving us unconditionally. As it says in Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation in those that love Christ Jesus. And that's so important for us to realize, correct?
Yes.
And as it relates to that, your ministry and what you're about is really letting people know how much God loves them. And tell us your personal testimony and how you got to where you are.
Sure. About 6 years ago, I came back from college. I attended Dartmouth College. I ran on the cross-country and track teams there, and I came back home to Temecula, and I started, you know, trying to get my life going. And at that time, I had my own plans, but the Lord's plans were different for me, and He began to take me through a healing process. There were a lot of struggles during that time. It was an unbelievably difficult journey for those 5-6 years. And what I wanted to share today is the importance of listening to God's word, however He speaks it to you, whether it's through the Bible, through the living body of Christ, our friends and family that lift us up, or even through a message at church or on the radio or a song, however it is that God speaks to you. Those words are so powerful, and they can heal you and move you forward beyond what is natural. So they can move you beyond your natural sickness or what you see in front of you that seems to be impossible to overcome. And I would say that where I was at several years ago, I really wanted to get married, but I felt that I definitely wasn't prepared for it. I felt not healthy, not good enough. I felt very messed up, you could say. And but yet I have been given this word from the Lord that I would get married. And that was something that I held on to, even in those moments where I definitely felt, and from every practical perspective, seemed like it wasn't going to happen in a healthy or happy way. And so that's the message that I wanted to share today. And I was sharing that message a little bit when I first got to know Deacon Steve, which happened to be the day before my wedding.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was so amazed by that, about your love for the Lord, your love for the people and the church and so forth. And you were just on fire singing and praising God and leading the prayer group and so forth. And it's just amazing, you know. And how did you really get, you know, it sounds like that you went through a period of your life where, you know, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering and so forth, and a lot of healing that needed to happen. Did you always have Jesus very close to you, you know, during your life? Or was there a particular time in your life that you had this transition?
Well, I was raised Catholic and cradle Catholic, you could say, baptized as a baby, and received the sacraments and everything. But I think my relationship with the Lord really became personal in middle school.
Oh, really?
And that's when I started to really develop a deep personal relationship with Jesus. And I think it just continued to develop over time, through high school, through college. And I guess I just always felt that I needed the Lord. And every time I looked, he was always there. I will say that during some of the darker time periods in my life, it was a little bit harder to see that. But I'm thankful for the Lord's grace and his kindness, and how he just continues reaching out to us even when we're not looking at him, or not necessarily when we're struggling to follow him. And he's still right there. He's still giving us his love and inviting us to come back and also to heal us. So I think that for me, my relationship with the Lord has been like a constant desire to be closer to the Lord, because he's this source of love and peace that I've constantly felt that I've needed.
Well,
to put it frankly, that's what I needed. And so I've constantly sought him, and even when I've wandered, I've always gone back to him. So,
and my brothers and sisters were on Empowered by the Spirit with Lauren Lindstrom, who is a young adult evangelist and also singer and leader. It's so important for us to understand that God never gives up on us, no matter what we've done. We may have moved away from him, but he's not moving away from us, and he is patient. But we need that perseverance to understand when we trip and fall, God is there holding his hand out, wanting us to get up. So those that are listening, that are going through a period of crisis, understand, just even at any level, that God loves you in a way that you can't comprehend, but God is totally patient with you. God is forgiving. God wants to heal you and is healing you if you open your heart for that healing. You've got a song, Look What I've Done, that I just absolutely love, and you actually composed it, correct?
The week before my wedding.
The week before your wedding, and I maybe was one of the first ones to hear it too, right? You know, because,
yeah,
you know, that night before the wedding when you played the song. So I think our listening audience would love to hear this song, so anytime you're ready.
So this song is called Look What I've Done, because I was prayed over the week before I got married and was asking for a physical healing at that time. And when I was prayed over, this was the word that the pastor spoke over me, was that the Lord says, look what I've done. And what nobody in the room knew was that a few days earlier, or actually, no, the night before, I had just started writing a song saying, my God, look what you've done. And so after I was prayed over, I finished writing the song, and the song kind of became like my anthem for a time. Your word is a powerful weapon. When you speak, every living thing must listen. Some say it's foolish to believe you, but I believe you. Your word is true. I'm always captivated by your presence. And though I went off course, you gave me a few more chances. I feel that I don't deserve your love, yet it rains down from above. My God, look what you've done. My God, look how far I've come. For so long I was stuck in the mud, but now I am made clean. Your love has set me free. Now what return can I make unto thee? You could have locked me out, but instead I am showered by grace. I proclaim that you have healed me. It takes faith, so please help my unbelief. Sickness and disease, they drop like flies before the King. He is victory. My God, look what you've done. My God, look how far I've come. For so long I was stuck in the mud, but now I am made clean. My God, look what you've done. My God, look how far I've come. For so long I was stuck in the mud, but now I am made clean. And before I think of a thought, you already know what I'll say. You have cleared a path for me, the path to my destiny.
Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more with Lauren Lindstrom. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with His love and shower us with His grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives, and Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all. Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here on Powered by the Spirit, talking about healing through God's Word. And hopefully you heard that amazing song, Look What I've Done, and written by Lauren Lindstrom and sung by Lauren Lindstrom. And, you know, that's so important for people to understand, to reflect back, because they often just focus on their problems going forward and, gee, I need this solved and whatever. But God heals us in so many different ways, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And we need to praise him. You know, I think of the 10 leopards, only one came back to give thanks. But to reflect upon what God has done for us is so critical.
I agree. Yes, we can magnify our problems, or we can magnify the amazing things that God has done, is doing, and we know he's going to do in the future.
Tell us about how God has healed you.
God has healed me on every level. I experienced a physical healing in this last year where I was I had some type of infection that was causing food allergies to everything. I got allergy tested twice, and both times it came out horrible, allergic to everything. And it was very difficult to not be able to eat hardly anything. And I was grateful that when I asked the Lord to heal me shortly before the wedding, he did. And
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I have to say, it was really an act of faith to ask for the healing and then to go ahead and eat. And so I think part of being healed by God's word is receiving and believing this word that the Lord gives you. Like I said, whether it's through a person or directly through the scriptures, and just completely believing it. So for like a year, when I would eat certain foods, I would have the worst reaction. And it was very painful. My body would start feeling out of control in many ways. My now husband, Joseph, was very patient with me, but, you know, a couple crying car rides home after I ate foods at a party that I thought I should be able to eat. And so I don't think I can convey how scared I was to start eating again, but I believed it, and I said, okay, I'm going to take this. I believe that I've been healed. And so people were saying, well, if you've been healed, then you should eat. And I thought, well, I've been healed, but I don't think I should start eating, you know, food right now. That was my thought at first, but actually taking that leap of faith. And I think just acting on our faith is super important. So, you know, it started with one piece of cake, and then it just continued from there. And every time I ate something, it was like this extreme act of faith going against my own thoughts about the situation and just trusting God. And so, yeah, I have to say that was quite an experience when it came to the physical healing. And I'm happy to say I've been eating everything I want to, including every food they said that I was allergic to, you know, for over 3 months now, and I'm doing great and I'm feeling good. So I thank God for that. And so that was absolutely huge. But the other part about this healing is emotional and spiritual. I think it works the same way, in that we have to believe God's word. So for someone who has experienced trauma or a difficult thing, we often have negative thoughts about ourselves or maybe about God, and that's where we need God's word to come in and remind us who we are and to remind us just how God loves us. And when we read the scriptures, that's what will come through in the end, is this love that God has for us, and that is what heals us. So again, believing the word in spite of your feelings or in spite of your very difficult present situation. If God has a word for you through the Bible or a message or whatever it is, when in that personal prayer relationship that you have with him, then it's important to cling to that and remind yourself of it and read it over and over in order for that healing to take place. And then your life starts changing because you start acting differently. You start thinking differently. You start feeling differently. And that's where the healing comes in.
And you feel so much joy knowing the fact that you're not alone, that God loves you unconditionally.
Mm. Yes.
You know, you've said a number of really critical things. We're on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco with Lauren Lindstrom. We're talking about healing. Healing through God's word, healing through God's love. And first of all, to pray and to ask. You know, we see in Matthew 7, 7, Luke 11, 9, ask and we'll receive, seek and we'll find, knock and the door will be open. So we have to ask. But there's a key thing. I wrote a book, two books on miracles, Expect and Experience Miracles, Overcoming Adversity Through Miracles, both on Amazon. And you can look under Deacon Steve Greco or go to our website, actually, at spiritfulhearts.org and get the books there. But the bottom line is this. It's like the faith of a centurion. We have to expect God's miracles. Mm-hmm. So many people pray and don't expect anything to happen. They really don't. You know, they pray and they basically go, well, I'm not worthy of being healed, or I'm a sinner, or God will heal someone else, but never me. But we take a look at Mark 11, and Mark 11 tells us to have faith in God. And this is Mark 11, starting at 22. Amen, I say to you, whoever says this mountain be lifted up and thrown in the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all you ask for in prayer, believe that you'll receive it, and it shall be yours. That is so critical.
It is.
Because it says in Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 6, that it's impossible to please God without faith. And when we believe that he exists, then he rewards you. And so believing that what we pray for will actually happen is something that's very difficult. But the centurion said, say but the word and it shall be done. Now, having said that, we also have to do the, you know, put in context that God heals according to his perfect will. We see this in the first letter to John, is that God will always heal, but will heal in the way that is best for us. And that's very important to understand. So as we think about God's healing, we've got to ask him, expect it to happen, as you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you had to step out in faith because, you know, here you pray for healing of food allergies and so forth. But that meant that you had to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which
was terrifying. Right.
Especially the week before my wedding. I doubted myself a lot. I was like, man, am I crazy for doing this the week before my wedding? But ultimately, I felt inspired to do it, to ask for the prayer, and then to ask in faith, and then to eat. And so I think that, you know, what parent wouldn't want their child to come to them in need and wouldn't be happy to provide for their child? And that's who we are. We're children of our loving Father. And so I think it pleases him when we go to him like a little child and just ask for his help. And just like a little child does, they just expect you are going to solve everything for them, like a little kid.
Exactly. You know, but having that faith, you know, like on Christmas morning, right, we have a little child and expecting Santa to come and so forth. And they're full of wonder and they're full of excitement. And that's, Jesus told us to be like little children. You know, to have faith as a little children, to have faith and not compromise our faith, not doubt. We overanalyze things, right? We have to pray and know that God's miracles are an everyday thing. And it's just so important for us to understand that in order to be healed. And how do we get more faith, Lauren?
Well, that's a great question. How do we get more faith? I think we have to ask for more faith.
Amen. You got it right. You got bingo.
Yeah, I think you just have to ask for it and then and continue to pray.
So one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as found in Galatians 5:22-23, is faith, right? Faithfulness. And so we see that if it comes through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, we take a look at Luke 11, that says, chapter 11, we who are wicked, who know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit for those who ask for it? Now, when we ask for the Holy Spirit, we'll get it. Amen?
Amen.
And if we ask for the Holy Spirit, do we not get the fruits of the Spirit?
Yes.
Amen. And therefore, faith is part of that fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the reality is, ask for more faith and you'll get it. You know, and it's okay to say, Lord, I don't feel right now like I have the faith to believe that I'm being healed or to believe in you in the way that I want to believe in you, or to even to love you in the way that I want to love you. That's one of the best prayers we could say.
It is.
And why is that?
Because it works.
Amen, amen. And because it's honest, right?
It's honest. And the Lord, you know, loves that we just talk to him and be honest with him. And if we need faith, then he'll give it to us.
Amen. And, you know, the Lord wants us to be best friends in a sense, right? I mean, he's God and so forth, but he wants us to be so honest and truthful. And, you know, we see this in Psalms, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Psalm, you know, why I'm in the hospital for 9 days after I saw you last, right? You know, mm-hmm. It was like not good. So, during that time, I start quoting Psalms and I say, my God, why have you abandoned me? You know, and people start freaking out. Deacon Steve, what's wrong? What's wrong? You're supposed to have a... I said, no, well, listen, I'm just, Jesus said that too, right? In the mm-hmm. garden and so forth. And the point is that as you pray that Psalm, the end of that Psalm is said, yes, but I know I trust in you. I believe in you, you know? And so it's okay to be honest and say, why is this happening? You know, why am I in the hospital? Why did this happen to a loved one and so forth? But it says in Isaiah, as high as the heaven is above the earth are my ways above your ways. We don't understand why things happen, correct?
That's true.
But we have to trust in God, which is so, so critical. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit, and we're talking about how much God loves us, how much God wants to heal us through his word, through his love, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to talk in our next segment about a very important healing area, the Seraphim Project that you're intimately a part of, and how people are really need a lot of healing as it relates to things that have happened to them. We'll be right back here on Empowered by the Spirit.
This is John Romero, music director at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are 1 year away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, and we have some spectacular concerts available to you. Check them all out at ChristCathedralMusic.org or on our Facebook page, Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts, great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back here on Empowered by the Spirit with Lauren Lindstrom talking about healing through God's love and God's word. And we've been talking about how many times we feel abandoned, alone, but that God is there reaching out to us. God is waiting on the other side of the door. We have the door handle on our side. We have to open it and we have to ask God into our life. And you are worthy. You have been created to be loved by God and to love God with all your heart, soul, might, and strength. But God has chosen us first. We see this in John 15:16. It's not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask of me, I will give to you. The Father will give to you. And so at the end of the day, we have to ask. Now, so many people have been involved with so much trial and tribulation, and that they need healing. And one of the biggest area of healing that is certainly in the news all the time has been survivors of sexual abuse. You're part of a project called Seraphim Project. Tell us about what is the Seraphim Project and how you got involved in it.
So a friend of mine, Carmen Hall, founded the Seraphim Project a few years ago. And she basically passed it on to me about 2 years ago. And what it is, it's a nonprofit, and we support survivors of sexual abuse in their healing journey. So what we do is we fundraise to provide retreats and workshops that incorporate both the Word of God that brings healing as well as professional modern therapeutic techniques. So the retreats and workshops that we offer involve licensed therapists as well as spiritual experts like priests and pastors, depending on the which one it is.
And where is this, where are you located?
So we're located in Marietta, California, but this summer we launched the I Am class online. So the I Am workshop is about understanding your identity as a child of God in spite of any type of thing you've experienced, whether it's sexual abuse or some other type of thing in your life. And it's a 12-week class. The class does meet in person, but this summer we began offering it online. And the first two rounds of the class have gone quite well. And that was founded by April Jones, licensed therapist. And it's an incredible class. I've been through it. And it's just what we talked about. It's bringing in healing through God's word, through having faith in the words that he's speaking. And there's also this really important component of tapping into your emotions and allowing the Lord into those dark places. And that, I think, is the struggle for survivors of abuse, is that there's just a lot of darkness spiritually and emotionally. And so it's a difficult process of opening up those areas and feeling that pain and the shame or the grief or the loss or whatever it may be, and allowing the Lord's healing touch into those places. But what a lot of survivors of abuse struggle with is trusting others, for one, and also trusting God, because their hearts have been so deeply wounded, it can be very challenging to trust anyone, including God. And so we are a ministry to and for survivors of sexual abuse, because these are the ones that God loves, that the devil has honestly tried to rip away from him, and by attacking their heart, to be quite frank. And so what our ministry is bringing those people, giving these people a chance to come to the Lord again and to see actually the truth, because with this type of pain and trauma, many people have distorted thoughts about many things and a negative image of themselves or others or God. And so that's where the truth of God's word comes in, and that's why it's more powerful than just therapy, because it brings in the truth of God's word, which I believe is essential for someone to heal and come out of this type of situation.
My brothers and sisters, you're on Empowered by the Spirit with Lauren Lindstrom, who is a young adult evangelist, but also heavily involved with the Seraphim Project to help those that are survivors of sexual abuse. And it's so important that you understand that there is hope out there. There is help out there. And the Seraphim Project is part of that solution. It is a journey. It is not snap your fingers and everything's done, but it's something in which God has built this ministry to really help those survivors understand that there is hope, there is healing, and God is there for them. How do they find out more about Seraphim Project?
They can go to our website, www.theseraphimproject.org, and they can sign up for our newsletter to get updates about our events and our retreats and everything that we do.
And why is this ministry so important?
This ministry is so important because survivors of sexual abuse are everywhere. According to the Child Abuse and Neglect Journal, 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before they turn 18 years old. So if you think about this, I'm a teacher. So how many kids in my classroom have been sexually abused, right? Just according to the statistics. It's a hidden epidemic, and it's not just in our church. It's everywhere. It's hiding everywhere. And it's so important because we have so many walking wounded all over the world. And you know, these are the people that God loves, and God wants to know, wants them to know that He loves them. And then when you've been so hurt, it can be hard. It is hard to feel that and believe that. For some, it might seem impossible to believe that.
Many feel that maybe there's something they did or something wrong with them. They punish themselves. My brothers and sisters, it's so important for you to understand that God loves you unconditionally. God wants you to be healed. Take a look at John 10:10. I've come to give you life and life abundantly. Jesus says, I've come to give you my joy. I've come to give you peace, peace that passes all understanding. But we need help in receiving the love that God has in store for us, the joy that God has in store for us, the peace that God has in store for us. And we often reach this fork in the road. We can go deeper in the darkness, or we can choose Jesus. We can choose His healing. We can choose His way of reaching out and saying, yes, I need help, to other people who are there to help them. And I think you wrote a song called Fork in the Road.
Well, actually, I wrote it along with one of my students.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so was working at a treatment center, and a student of mine wrote this song, and I kind of helped her put it together with the music, and it turned out to be a beautiful song that we continued to sing in the artist development class. And I think it really captures the journey of someone who's been wounded and is seeking the Lord. And just, I think it captures the difficulty. I'll go ahead and play it for you so you can hear
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
But I wanted to give her credit for her song. It's Caitlin Gerard Sapursky, who wrote this beautiful song, which I was going to sing in a different key that suits me better, but I forgot my capo. So we'll go ahead and try it.
It'll be awesome.
In the high key. There was a time when everything was all right with the world and inside of me. I thought that I could accomplish anything, but then something broke. Suddenly I felt alone. I lost myself trying to escape from the pain, from the things I can't explain. There must be a fork in the road, some place that I can set myself free. Just change is all I'm asking for. A new road that leads back to me. God, show me the fork in the road, a place where I can finally be free from these chains. That's all I'm asking for. A new road that leads back to me. Why must I continue to lie to my friends and my family? But most importantly of all to me, how do I stare myself in the eye and start to love instead of hate? All these things I've tried to erase. There must be a fork in the road, some place that I can set myself free. Just changes all I'm asking for. A new road that leads future, my chances, there's no end to the trail of disappointment. But the best gift you've ever given me, oh God, is to know that I've still got a shot. This day, this time, there must be a fork in the road, some place that I can set myself free. Just change is all I'm asking for. A new road that leads back to me. God, show me the fork in the road, the place where I can finally be free from these chains. That's all I'm asking for. A new road that leads back to me. A new road that leads back to me. A place where I can finally be free.
Hallelujah! This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're going to be right back. You're on Empowered by the Spirit.
The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102. 714-489-6102.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back on Empowered by the Spirit with Lauren Lindstrom. Hopefully, you've been listening to an amazing song called Fork in the Road, another amazing song, Look What I've Done. She sang two songs, and, I just want more and more and more, so I can't wait till you record officially that we can actually get people to get it and purchase it and so forth. You have amazing voice, and but more than the voice is really the message. Because I think that we're in the fork in the road, like, all the time, you know, but sometimes more serious than others. You know, the devil is knocking and whispering in our ear and saying, come to me, you want this pleasure, or come to me because you're really dirt and, you know, just give up, you know, give up. So many times people want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want to persevere, and they feel like, oh, I can, you know, I'll give you an example. A woman came to me one time, and she was heavily involved in church. She came to me and said, my life is over. You know, I had an affair and I cheated on my husband and that's it. I'm done. And she was probably, I don't know, 40, something like that. I go, well, who's telling you you're done? Mm-hmm. Who's whispering in your ear? It's not the Lord. Right? It's the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy wants to defeat our purpose. And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, to understand, no matter what you've done, God is there saying, come to me. We have reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new beginning. And he says, I wipe it clean. I don't even remember. Behold, you are a new creation, you know, and we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That concept, so many people don't really embrace it because the devil tries to take it away and we don't understand the fact that God is about new beginnings.
Absolutely. When you said about the fork in the road, it's like we're constantly faced with this choice. We can listen to those thoughts of condemnation, like in the beginning you talked about Romans, or we can listen to the other voice that says, I love you, even though you did that horrible thing, or even though you hate yourself, or whatever it is. It's always a choice. And it's really, I think it takes place in the mind, but the heart plays into that as well. Our feelings also can play a role in that. But I really believe it's truly a battle in the mind, in that we have a choice always. And sometimes it may not feel like we have a choice, but we can always choose to believe God's word, to believe what he says. It might seem crazy that God would forgive you, or that someone would love you, or that you would love yourself. It might seem crazy, but we do have that choice to try to believe it, to ask for the faith to believe it, to seek out those resources, such as like the I Am class or the Grief to Grace retreat, or whatever it may be for you, like a Bible study, whatever it might be in your life. We have the choice to surround ourselves with the people and the groups and the reading material and the TV shows that are going to help us make the good choice. And I think for those that have experienced abuse or struggle with mental health issues, sometimes we might feel like out of control. And so I think remembering that we always have a choice of what thoughts we're going to listen to, which thoughts we're going to believe and invest in, is empowering to know that we always have a choice.
And it's a journey.
And it's definitely a journey.
It's a journey. Yeah. And the devil only wins when we give up.
Mm-hmm.
If we trip and fall, my brothers and sisters, come back to Jesus, go to reconciliation, repent. These so many times people say, oh, I don't want to go to reconciliation, or I'm too embarrassed, whatever. But just know that we're all sinners, and all of us have had issues in our life, and perhaps it was done to you and you did nothing wrong. But whatever you're feeling, the shame you're feeling or the brokenness you're feeling, God is there to heal it. And we have to say, yes, Lord, take over my life, take over my pain and my suffering. And God will do that 100% of the time, because he loves us passionately. He loves us so much, my brothers and sisters. He's there for us. And God wants to make you whole. He mm-hmm. wants to make you whole. And the Seraphim Project certainly helps the survivors of sexual abuse. But if you're not, if that's not the area of your concern, perhaps you're addicted to drugs or alcohol or anything that you're addicted to, perhaps you have just been in bondage to some sin, pornography, whatever it might be, just know that there's help out there, and get it. But go to reconciliation, go to Mass as often as you can, daily, hopefully. There is a fork in the road almost every single day. It's the parable of the sower, really. You know, seeds are going down, and some fall on fertile ground, but many fall and are taken by the devil. Some are fall and are taken by the world, but some fall and are fruitful and 30, 60, 100-fold. But this constant battle that we're in, you talk about the battle of the mind. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says we have to take every thought in obedience, every thought captive, because, you know, thoughts enter our mind. That's where the devil will enter our mind and whisper and call us names and ask us to do things that are part of addiction or whatever it might be. But rebuke it. Take authority over it in
exactly.
the name of Jesus, in mm-hmm. the name of Jesus, and don't dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
But get your mind on something positive. Praise music, you know, on something positive. Read scripture. Read something holy. Go to Mass. Make a visit to church. Pray a rosary. Pray and so forth. And all those things will make a difference.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
And in terms of where we are, so many people are suffering, but there is hope. And, you know, Seraphim Project is a big part of it. But how can our listeners get more involved as it relates to Seraphim Project?
The best way would be to go to our website, www.theseraphimproject.org, and sign up for our newsletter. the newsletter will tell them about various events that we have. We have a 5K. That's a fun fundraiser in Hemet area. I know we have listeners all over. But there's other ways to help, too. Your prayers are hugely appreciated because the ministry that we're in is so... there's such an intense spiritual battle. I honestly believe that the prayer backing for these groups that we run, the I Am and the Grief to Grace Retreat, the people that are praying behind it are very important as well.
And what is this Freeways Art and Faith-based healing retreat?
So we have the Freeways Art Exhibition as one of our fundraisers. And what I'm excited to share with everyone is that next year, we plan to offer our own retreat, which I'm super excited about because I'll get to be involved in the ministry of this particular retreat. It's being planned for next year in November. And what's great about this retreat is that we will utilize the arts to allow people to tap into their healing, kind of like you guys heard in the beautiful song that Caitlin wrote, Fork in the Road. That was a piece of art. It's a poem, a song that she wrote. And as we were talking earlier, God wants our authenticity. He doesn't need something fake, or he would rather have that, you know, raw and beautiful expression of our feelings and thoughts. And so that's what art allows us to do. So we are planning a retreat that utilizes the arts to get into that beautiful place where we can open our hearts to other humans and also to the Lord so that we can then invite him in with faith to bring healing to those very wounded areas. So that retreat is still in the planning stage, but it is Holy Spirit-led, and I'm super excited about it. The Lord's already bringing in a lot of experts in the area of grief from the music industry, from, you know, various artists, various spiritual leaders. So it's already, you know, really shaping up nicely.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. You know, I have to say that you're awesome, Lauren. And
thank you.
God has made you awesome. And I know your husband, Joseph, is president of your fan club. May I be vice president? You know, is that okay?
Sure.
No, seriously, you have done amazing work for the Lord in so many different areas. You know, I know you're working with us at Spirit-Filled Hearts, which is awesome. And actually, we'll do a shout out. We've got a Life in the Spirit seminar in March. Is that it?
Yes.
Next year.
March 16th.
March 16th. At where is that going to be?
At St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta Parish.
All right. So that's a Saturday, 8:30 to 4. Put that on your calendar. I know it's a ways off, but that'll be awesome. Lauren and I can see in person there. Keep writing songs, keep doing amazing things, and keep up with this ministry, the Seraphim Project. You are making a difference in all that you do. And now, mighty God bless you and Joseph and all that you do, and your family and your ministries and your future, in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, for a special blessing and anointing upon everyone listening in, whether or not you're been abused in some way, emotionally or sexually, whatever it might be, however you need to be healed, God is there to bless and heal you. God is there to welcome you in a way that maybe you've never been welcomed before. Unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. Turn to him, surrender your heart to him. And Heavenly Father, we ask this special anointing and special prayers upon all of our listeners that they may be healed,
yes,
spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, that they may receive your healing touch, that their hearts be open to your love, that they be blessed in every way. And we ask the intercession of our Blessed Mother, St. Padre Pio, all holy angels and saints, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You've been on Empowered by the Spirit. God bless you all. We'll be with you next week at the same time.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.